Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 68, featuring a conversation with a colleague, a poet, Catherine Whitcomb.
So why don't you tell me what you want to?
Okay, actually, I've already started recording.
I'm have
sure
you?
I don't okay. think I need to test the quality. I'm sure it's gonna be
okay. Okay. So I'll just, okay. And we'll have we'll have this guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I may be able to do something about that when I edit this, but maybe not. I'll see.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like you have a. I mean, maybe it's. You know, I don't really know you that much, but you come across a very friendly person and someone who's very interested in many things, like besides poetry,
yeah,
exploration and finding new things, going, visiting places and running.
Very much so, yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah, I really have spent my whole life trying to learn as much as possible. Mm-hmm. About all kinds of things. I'm interested in a lot of things.
So you must have had great parents and teachers.
My parents were both teachers, actually. Uh-huh. Yes. And my father was actually a language professor.
A language like foreign languages or
yeah,
English?
German and French. Mm-hmm. Cheers. And he met my mother at Stanford, where she was teaching German and French at the same time. So that was funny. And I'm a third generation professor on my father's side.
According to her website, Kathy is a poet, educator, and collaborative artist. And this semester, she teaches creative writing classes at the University of Page. So that's how I got to know her. And the other day, we went to Kiosk, a place in downtown Page, to have coffee and beer, as well as talk about her courses and her poetry and travels, as well as hobbies like running, jogging. So this episode is a part of that conversation, and the next episode is going to continue this series, and in that one, she's actually going to read out from her recent work.
Okay, and you speak German and French? You speak some German.
I understand some German, and I realized when I was in Vienna a couple weeks ago that I really don't speak very much German.
Austrian people made you realize that?
Yes, they did. And I have probably...
I think the dialect there is somewhat different from what you may have... This was your first time in Austria, or you visited the place before?
I have been in Austria when I was a child, but I hadn't ever been to Vienna.
Yeah,
and I hadn't been there as an adult at all, so... Well, and they were funny. They were funny in Austria, because I got reprimanded there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because,
I...
Oh, yeah. No, it was... I mean, I'm confusing those two. I don't think I've heard about this story.
Well, I posted it on Facebook. One of the things that happened, because this waiter in a restaurant had forgotten my soup.
Oh, right. That's what I remember seeing. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said that, but I read it, yes.
And then he told me I didn't really need it anyway, so... Which I thought was funny.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
Yeah, and I was told, you know, to leave a tip in case I forgot at a different place, and you know, just
strange customs. So
yeah, it's kind of an attitude, I guess.
Okay, so you say that you tried always to learn a lot, part of it maybe as a something that you learned because of your parents or how you were brought up. Or so.
Well, and my nature, I guess, that I always loved new things, and I'm especially attracted to cultural things and also things to do with nature. Mm-hmm. And
you spend a lot of time in nature, right?
Yeah.
As much as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Seek it out, like try to.
I do, and I used to do more of it, but, you know, I've done a lot of competitive running and duathlons, which is, you know, the bike and the running together. So spend a lot of
time. You don't have a bike
here, do you? Not here, no, but I have two bikes at home, and we have a really good terrain for training there. It's just great. It's dry and flat and lots of empty roads. So
you like that?
I do like that. I kind of miss that here. But, right.
I wish we had that somewhere.
Yeah. 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 But I've enjoyed being in Hungary quite a bit. It's been very nice. And the people are so friendly and the lifestyle is very relaxed, I think. Would you
more
agree?
More than you would have expected. I mean, more relaxed than you would have expected or expected before you came.
Well,
it wasn't something that you can see there, of course.
I think I told you before that I didn't. I tried very hard not to have any preconceptions about what it would be like to live in Page, but I've found that it is what I would call sort of a throwback, because we, you know, the mothers pick up the children at school and walk them home and get them treats, and people
and you
are
see that around here because of the schools.
Because of the schools
here.
Right by where I live, and it's such a cafe culture and such a walking culture. There's so much pedestrian movement here. It's very nice.
Which, of course, for a runner, is something that they would see. Because, because, of course, you spend your free time, not walking, but running.
Right, right. And walking around. I mean, we hardly ever get rides anywhere, so we're always walking everywhere.
It's a small place.
It's a small place, yeah. And I like it very much.
I was thinking... do you think? I have some friends who say they love running because when they run, they have all these ideas that it's very different kind of thinking when they run as opposed when they do something else. And I just wonder whether in your case, running and poetry connect. Do you get like ideas for poems when you run?
I think about ideas for poems all the time when I'm running. And I think it has to do with your body achieving like a rhythm, and with your breath, and that that it's sort of like meditation in a way, that it activates a part of your mind, your subconscious, and so that
different rhythm can be seen in the poems, or it's not necessarily. I mean, the rhythm of the poem does not always, or maybe never. Translates.
I wouldn't say so much the rhythm of the poem, but just the way that running affects my body, for instance, would allow me to access thoughts that I wouldn't have normally.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the 68th episode of Take Off the Podcast, featuring a conversation with Catherine Whitcomb. And it will be continued in episode 69 next week. Until then, goodbye.